This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Stacey Lynn. The Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas. CBS's Linda Kenyon in Washington.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the charges against Hamas leader Sinwar and other militants include conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization, resulting in death. In a video statement, General Garland said the charges are just part of the effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operations. Garland added, quote, "These actions will not be our last."
Over 50 were killed in the deadliest attack in Ukraine this year. Russian missiles struck a military training facility and hospital in Poltava, the BBC's Nate Bigg.
Devastating day for this particular city because it is far from the front line, but clearly it is not out of reach of the Russian missiles.
And we're just learning that six Ukrainian officials have resigned, and President Zelensky says more changes to Ukraine's government are coming. With the presidential election only 8 weeks away, CBS's Skylar Henry tells us about a big push for an important issue for the candidates.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar headlined a bus tour on reproductive freedom for Vice President Kamala Harris in South Florida, just 10 miles from former President Donald Trump's home.
Women turned away from emergency rooms, forced to the brink of death before receiving the care they need. And that is what Donald Trump is so proud of.
Voters in at least 10 states, including Florida, have measures related to abortion on the ballot this fall.
The former president is being sued for using this song at campaign events.
Isaac Hayes co-wrote the 1966 hit, and his son, Isaac Hayes III, says the family took Donald Trump to court for using it at his rallies.
We have to take a stand that we want to separate ourselves from someone with Donald Trump's character.
Trump attorney Ronald Coleman says they've stopped playing the music.
Campaign has no interest in annoying or hurting anyone.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Federal prosecutors say a former aide to New York Governor Kathy Hochul has been charged with acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese government. Linda Sun was arrested this morning. A lot of people lost a whole lot of money today on Wall Street, but CBS's Jolene Kent says this isn't too surprising.
September is usually the worst trading month. So that going in, you're just having a rough day on the stock market in an already what is usually a rough month.
The Dow closed down today 626 points, the Nasdaq down by more than 3%, S&P 500 more than 2% off. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September holiday sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Lowe's knows saving pros time and money means getting the job done easier. Right now, save 10% on Georgia-Pacific vinyl siding panels. Plus, save an additional 20% when you buy in bulk. And get free same-day delivery to the job site when you order by 2 p.m. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Offer valid through 9/4. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
Hundreds of homeless are being evicted from a large encampment in Silicon Valley.
Dump trucks have been hauling away tons of garbage from this sprawling homeless encampment where hundreds of people have been living in dilapidated RVs.
This is like the fourth, fifth time that we do this.
Gabriella Aguirre has been here for
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our All-Star Drive-Thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Track and he looks up, it is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get out of here, gone. Jackson Curio just hit one with the bases loaded.
Four games in a row in Cincinnati with a home run for red hot Willie Adames.
Tonight, the crew takes on the St. Louis Cardinals at beautiful American Family Field.
Fly ball deep left center. A two-run bomb by William Contreras. Bye-bye baseball. And the Brewers on top 5-4 in the ninth.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a gorgeous night for baseball in Milwaukee as the Brewers and the Cardinals continue this three-game series here at American Family Field. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight as the Brewers look to take this series from St. Louis with a win tonight. They will hand the ball to right-hander Aaron Civale, who's been extremely good in this ballpark since being acquired by the crew. He'll be opposed by left-hander and veteran Steven Matz for the Cardinals. Brewers getting things started off on the right foot yesterday with a 9-3 Labor Day afternoon victory over the Cardinals and look to continue the homestand in winning fashion here tonight. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll talk to Josh Maurer when we come back right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cardinals getting set for game two of this three-game series here tonight. And Josh Maurer, Aaron Civale takes the ball for the crew here today. And he's been outstanding for the Brewers in his five starts, specifically in this ballpark. He's been really good.
It's hard to figure out a reason for it, but you're absolutely right. He has been as good as any pitcher at American Family Field this year. Five starts. He has not given up more than two runs in any of them. Five runs total in 31 innings in this ballpark. Now, it hasn't gone as well when he's pitched for the Brewers outside of Milwaukee, but hey, that's where he is tonight. So
that's the good news.
You feel good about his chances against this Cardinals lineup here.
He will see, well, he won't see, but he'll be opposed by Steven Matz, the left-hander, the veteran, former New York Met, Toronto Blue Jay. Matz has been with the Cardinals for a handful of years. He's just had a hard time staying healthy more than anything over the course of his career.
Yeah, he just got activated for this start, essentially. He spent 4 months, Lane, this year on the injured list with a back problem. He tried to come back in June, had a setback, so they stopped him again for a couple of months. Got a pretty big free agent deal to come to St. Louis, and because of those injury issues, he really hasn't lived up to it yet. The Cardinals will hope they can get something from him here in the final month of the regular season.
Well, Josh, the Brewers have dominated the NL Central. We've talked about that storyline over the course of the season, and the Cardinals are no exception. They're 8-3 against them this year, but you go back to last year, especially the end of the season, Brewers have had the upper hand for a while in this series.
Yeah, it was kind of a back-and-forth rivalry for a long time, and then last September, the Brewers started to dominate, and they haven't looked back. If they win one of the last two games here, they won five of the last six series against St. Louis. And how about this? Since that September run last year, Brewers have won 13 of the last 17 games against the Cardinals. How about that? And that's a stat that Brewers fans are going to love to hear, the way they've taken care of Ollie Marmol's team.
How about the power surge this team is on, too? Three home runs yesterday. All the runs scored via the home run yesterday. And you go back to that last road trip, they've been swinging the bat for power very, very well of late.
Yeah, Willie Adames is leading the charge, of course. But the Brewers, if you go back about a week and a half, they've got the most home runs in Major League Baseball.
Pretty impressive stuff from this team. And Willie Adames, as you said, is one of the main reasons why. Well, we'll sit down with the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
With the enhanced engine performance and fuel economy of newly reformulated TriClean gas from Sitco, you're good to go. But good to go where? Exotic bird shopping?
Pick me.
To your Tuesday night bowling league?
Woo! That's a turkey, turkeys.
Good to go try your luck at bingo.
G32.
Bingo!
Good to go to a lumberjack competition.
I'm going to move my car.
New top-tier tri-clean gas from Sitco. The most advanced fuel we've ever made. Now you're good to go.
Dear Truckin' Awesome, want more horsepower in the stable? The Tundra iForce Max is all the truck you need with its electrifying twin-turbo V6. Saddle up the Tacoma TRD Pro. Its segment-first performance seats smooth the shocks when things get bumpy. And the Toyota 4Runner tames the trails when nature plays tough. And that signature power rear window? Oh, yes, sir. Toyota Trucks. Toyota. Let's go places.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, just a great victory yesterday and three really big swings from some pretty important pieces to this team.
Yeah, it's not often you win a game with all runs coming by home run, but we had nine runs all by via the homer, Churio, Adames, and Hoskins. It seems like those three guys have come up big many times for us. It's big time to do that. We'll have to keep going tonight.
You drew eight walks, and that has been something we've seen a lot from this team this year, and just that willingness to let your teammate be the guy behind you and take that walk. That sounds simple, but I think that's not as simple as it sounds for a lot of major league clubhouses. But these guys seem to be really bought into that concept.
Yeah, I think so. You know, passing the baton is something we can do. It's a team thing. We all want to be the guy that gets the pitch to hit, but if the game doesn't deal you that, you got to be able to move on and win that pitch. And if it's ball four, then you go to first and help your club.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Roll into the Lanes Hot 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
$1 million. That's big, really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit paysbig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Brewers and the Cardinals getting set for game two of this series here tonight. It'll be Steven Matz for St. Louis. The Brewers sending Aaron Civale to the mound. Pat Murphy Show's brought to you by Concordia University. Murph, I want to ask you about the Churio Grand Slam, and not necessarily from a baseball perspective on the field, but from a big picture perspective, because in our booth we had Bob Uecker narrating it. He never would want to make things about himself, of course, but to have a guy that has done it for as long as he is, at 90 years of age, nailing this home run call of a 20-year-old kid in the big leagues, the intersection of these two generational talents, just such a cool moment for baseball. And I think it's really what makes baseball so amazing, that you can have these types of things happen and the way the sport is passed down from generation to generation.
The connection is incredible. Think about the guys when Uecker was first in the big leagues were calling Uecker's name, and then put that connected. They're actually related to Churio, you know, and, you know, you're talking hundreds plus years of connection. I just think it's a fascinating part. The game is filled with incredible people, but to know that just the strings and ties run so deep, it's a beautiful part of our game that affects so much of the country.
I was thinking about it today that, you know, you played with guys like Eddie Matthews. Eddie Matthews debuted in 1952, and now here he is narrating Jackson Churio, who might play till 2040, 2041. Who knows how long he will play in the big leagues. It does. It almost spans 100 years. And I think the cool thing to keep it on the Uecker topic is that after all these years, he's still one of these guys, and everybody in this clubhouse treats him as if he's part of the team.
He's incredible. You know, one of the greatest parts of my day is to see Bob Uecker every day and share moments with him and listen to his stories and just be around him and see the type of person he is, as down to earth with all his achievements and all his accomplishments, you know, as down to earth and as real, genuine, It's a blessing. I'm really grateful to have Bob in my life and to have this opportunity to watch him impact others and still do what he does at 90 plus years old and have the people of Milwaukee be able to hear his voice, whether it's just hearing his voice, not even what he's saying, and how that makes them feel. It's an amazing tribute to an amazing man.
And to bring it back to Jackson for the final time here, what he is doing, the way he is surging in this final now month of the season, what has been the biggest thing beyond just having a better command of the strike zone? It looks like he has really just embraced being himself, too. I mean, the body language is really strong with him.
Yeah, his core is good. You know, like, I take my hat off to his family. I mean, they must have done an incredible job raising this kid because he's about the right things. And that just to see it come out and develop throughout the course of this year is amazing for us all to see. And the best is yet to come. I think he's got more in the tank.
Murph, we appreciate it. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We've got more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, you deserve to drive for a reliable carrier that has your back. At Schneider, drivers get what they need to have a successful and fulfilling career, including award-winning benefits, state-of-the-art equipment, and a pay package that rewards their hard work. With our variety of flexible driving options, you can find a job with the home time you want, whether that's daily, weekly, or something else. And if the job you choose isn't the right fit, our transfer team will help find one that is. Explore today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
It's time to clear the air. When you use ethanol in your vehicle, it burns cleaner than regular fuel. But it does more than that. It's better for your engine. It's more affordable. And it supports farmers right here in Wisconsin. And really, don't we all deserve cleaner air? The Wisconsin Biofuels Association encourages you to do your part. Fill up with unleaded 88. It's better for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you also know we have the best prices guaranteed every day? Pet food, wild bird food, automotive, hunting, fishing, farming, you name it. All your everyday essentials, all at the best prices guaranteed. And if you happen to find a lower price elsewhere, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Brewers and Cardinals, Game 2 of 3 at American Family Field is forthcoming. You're listening to the On Deck Show, built by Menards on a gorgeous Tuesday night. The roof is open. Time now to get you the injury report. We do have some news on that front for the Brewers. It's presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. The Brewers get back Hobie Milner from the IL. He'd been out 24 games, but they put Bryce Wilson onto the injured list with a right oblique issue. So welcome back, Hobie. And also, it was a bit surprising today when it was announced Brian Hudson was optioned to AAA. And a lot of that, Pat Murphy says, has to do with getting his delivery right, maybe watching his innings as he gets closer to the end of a long season. Elvis Piguero is back up in the bullpen to take Hudson's spot. Keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer and check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. We talked about it earlier in the On Deck Show. Brewers have really been using the long ball to win games of late. Keep hitting them. Got Steven Matz coming off of the injured list to start against this hot lineup for St. Louis, and he can be susceptible to the home runs. When we come back, we're going to play you part two of a conversation that Lane had just yesterday with Aaron Ashby. And when he comes on, he'll talk about the difference between the beginning of this season and how he's throwing the ball right now. So Aaron Ashby joins us next. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Why pay extra for shipping and delivery when you could pick it up for free in just 1 hour? At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, save time and money on large items, large orders, and anything else you need with our fast and free drive-thru service. It's easy. Just place your order online at farmandfleet.com or in our mobile app and pick it up 1 hour later in our drive-thru. We'll send you a text or email to let you know it's ready, and when you arrive, get you loaded up and on your way in no time. Shop online, drive-thru, and find value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive influence. Serve your community and help all of our kids stay in school. Cobeson Buses has immediate openings. Starting wages just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Cobeson.com. That's Cobuss.com for more information and to find a Cobeson terminal near you.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cardinals getting set for game two of this three-game series here tonight at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Yesterday, you had a chance to listen to our conversation with Aaron Ashby about his journey back to the Brewers. Coming back from that shoulder injury, it's been a challenging one at times for Aaron. And I asked him what it was like to get on the mound again in Oakland after his struggles throughout this year and last year in his rehab back.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's obviously an adrenaline rush anytime you spend a significant amount of time down and, you know, coming back up. But, you know, I would say that the biggest part was just the adrenaline rush from the bullpen and coming out of the bullpen, running onto the field. And then after you throw that first pitch, man, it's kind of just like, all right, this feels like how it usually feels. So, you know, you may have some more velo, some more, you know, kind of like lightness feeling. But yeah, it's been a journey, and to get back there is good.
And you had been up in April and June, but I feel like that Oakland outing was the first time you felt like Aaron Ashby again.
For sure.
Fair?
For sure, yeah, definitely. It felt like I was able to have my old stuff again, and it's kind of just, you know, confidence in myself of going in there knowing I have my old stuff. And I, you know, that's good.
You had to work through a little bit of stress in Cincinnati, and you were able to do it. How important is that to be tested, not just cruise through three guys and do your job, but to have to pitch with a little stress and get creative and get yourself out of something like that?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think we did a really good job. William did a great job of calling pitches, and you know, it's good to be in those situations. Sometimes it's not necessarily like the most fun thing when you're in it, but it's really good to be there, and you know, I'm glad I got one of the best defenses in baseball behind me. I think at any time it feels like we can turn a double play, and I thought we were really close on that one, but man, it was just it's good to have that feeling.
Last question for you. I mean, to put yourself in position now to get big outs in a pennant chase and potentially postseason in October is a huge accomplishment, and that's where your focus is, I'm sure, right now. But on the backside of that, to have kind of a normal, healthy offseason has to be something you're looking forward to, too.
Yeah, certainly. I think my wife and I have prayed a lot about that, man. It's been, you know, the last two off seasons haven't been what we wanted. And kind of just like questioning what we're doing, and stuff like that. But yeah, man, to get into this next offseason and be healthy just feels like a huge green light for us, and just super exciting. So to be able to have a normal offseason, so to speak, and just going with like, hey, we're healthy, like that's gonna be a wonderful feeling.
Aaron, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Congratulations, and this has been so much fun to see you back here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Aaron Ashby with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Starting lineups when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit Visit La Fugata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hey. Couldn't ask for a better night for a ball game, and we are 10 minutes away from getting it going. The Brewers and the Cardinals with Game 2. Back on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time to get you tonight's starting lineups. They're brought to you by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at WisconsinInfrastructure.com. The Cardinals have won only three of the first 11 games against the Brewers this season, including that 9-3 Milwaukee win yesterday. Here's the lineup against Aaron Savali. Mason Wynn, the talented rookie shortstop, is batting in the leadoff spot. Alec Burleson will again be batting second as the DH. And then it's the longtime Brewer killer, Nolan Arenado, third baseman, hitting number third. Brendan Donovan is in the cleanup spot again as the second baseman for the Cards. Paul Goldschmidt batting fifth and playing first base. His bat has started to come a little bit more to life here over the last week, week and a half. Lars Nootbaar, the left fielder, is hitting sixth. And then it's Jordan Walker, just recently back up from the minor leagues. The talented 22-year-old in right field hitting seventh. Pedro Páez again does the catching. He bats eighth and hit a couple of solo homers yesterday against Freddy Peralta. Michael Ciani, the rookie center fielder, just off the injured list. He's batting ninth. Again, the center fielder Ciani, that is the exact same lineup that manager Oliver Marmol put together yesterday. And they'll all face Savali. Meanwhile, coming off of the injured list himself, left-hander, the veteran Steven Matz, returns to the Major League mound for the first time since the 30th of April for the Cardinals against this lineup. Jackson Chourio, man, he's being talked about all over the baseball world after his recent exploits. He's in the leadoff spot in left field. And then Blake Perkins against the lefty starts in center and bats number two. William Contreras will do the catching and again bat in the third spot. And Gary Sanchez will bat cleanup just the third time all season. He has been penciled in as the number four hitter. Sanchez, the designated hitter. Willie Adames and his five-game home run streak is batting fifth. He's playing shortstop. And for the first time at American Family Field, the newcomer Brewer Hicklin getting to play a game here for Milwaukee. He's the right fielder. He bats sixth. Reese Hoskins, the first baseman, is hitting number seven. Joey Ortiz, again, the third baseman, he'll bat eighth. And Bryce Terang, with the left-handed pitcher out there, is going to move to the nine spot. Terang, the second baseman, per usual. Again, they'll all face the veteran Steven Matz. Those are your lineups. We are getting closer to first pitch. Lane Grindle returns with more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards, right after these words. You've got us on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on supplies for your next project at Menards. From dust protection to heavy-duty construction projects, Polar Plastics has a fitting solution for you. Get a 10-foot by 25-foot roll of all-purpose plastic sheeting on sale now through September 8th. Save big on Polar Plastics products at Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and Menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Your business is a part of you. It's made from your DNA. Your blood, your sweat, your tears. From a gleam in your eye, you gave it what it needed to grow. Into the pride and joy it has become. You wouldn't dream of letting anything bad happen to it. So you lavish it with love and wrap it in the cozy warmth of the silver lining. Pamper your business with a policy from West Bend. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Flash frozen and vacuum packed, Usinger's fresh brats are styrofoam free and will stay for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest and most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with all of our other great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on the table.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Built for Us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, and the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers and the Cardinals. Game two of this three-game series is on the horizon. After this, on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
$1 million. That's big. Really big. This September, Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee is handing out a cool million, and you've got a shot at winning your share. The big $1 million giveaway is here. Just play with your rewards card, and you're entered to win. Couldn't be easier, and couldn't be bigger. No wonder it's called the Big One. For more details, visit hazebig.com/big one. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor, your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
For over 93 years, family-owned and operated Martin's Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin, has been serving the area with great selection, price, and service. Plus, they're one of the top commercial dealers in the area. So if you're looking for a new vehicle for the family or a new work truck, look no further than Martin Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Union Grove. Stop by and see one of their helpful salesmen or shop them online at martinsgarage.net.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Brewers about to take to the field behind their starting pitcher, Aaron Savali. He has been brilliant at American Family Field since the trade brought him over a couple of months ago from Tampa. And here he comes out of that first base dugout. Welcome back to the end of our on-deck show built by Menards. Game two between the rivals, Cardinals and Brewers. Let's drive around the league, brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. Brewers picked up a game on second place Chicago yesterday. The Cubs lost. They blew a late lead at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates as the Brewers were beating the Cardinals over the afternoon. Tonight, the Pirates try to make it two in a row at Wrigley as they send Paul Skeens to the mound. It's Kyle Hendricks for Craig Council's team. That game is just about to get underway. Coming into the day, the Brewers are just a half a game behind the Philadelphia Phillies for the second seed in the National League standings. And the Phillies, starting a series in Toronto, just gave up six runs in the bottom of the first. That was against starting pitcher Tyler Phillips. Chris Bassitt has a 6-1 lead with which to work. They're finally going to the second inning there north of the border. So that's potentially good news for the Brewers. They'll try to take care of business tonight behind Savali. He is getting ready to go, and here is my partner, Lane Grindle, for the play-by-play.
All right, thank you very much, Josh. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and the descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. You can visit them today at boucher.com. Aaron Savali has finished his warm-up and ready to get this one underway. Start number 27 on the season for Savali. His sixth start in this ballpark with the Brewers this year, and he has been dazzling at American Family Field. He's given up just five earned runs over 31 innings pitched in those five previous starts in this ballpark. And he'll try to silence the Cardinals' bats here tonight in game two of this series. Mason Wynn to lead things off for the Cardinals. And Savali's first offering is over but low with a big breaking ball, and it's 1-0. And 1-0 offering, and that missed outside. Two balls and no strikes the count here on Mason Wynn. He's missed with a couple of breaking balls so far. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field. 2-0 pitch is lined into left center field. Long run for Churio over his head, and one hops the wall. Wynn on his way to second with a stand-up double to start up this ballgame. 73 beautiful degrees at first pitch. Got underway a minute late at 6:41 Central Time. That first pitch again brought to you by Carbless. You can find it right here inside the stadium. Carbless, bliss is more. So that'll get Alec Burleson to the plate. Burleson 0 for 3 yesterday. He's hitting 280 on the year with 21 home runs and 72 driven in. Savali's first pitch misses down and in. And it's 1-0. Umpires tonight, Lance Barrett has home plate. Jeremy Riggs at first. Mark Ripperger is at second. And Alfonso Marquez, the crew chief, at third. Popped up foul and out of play, third base side. It's 1-1. Runner at second, just underway here, top of the first inning. Savali comes set at the letters, and the 1-1 pitch is hit foul and out of play. It's 1-2. Set the Brewers for you defensively in a moment. Roof is open. It is a gorgeous night tonight in Milwaukee. The pitch hit in the air down the right field line. Running into the corner is Brewer Hicklin. He will run out of room. It's a foul ball, and it stays at 1-2. Curio in left. Perkins in center. Hicklin, as we just told you, in right field tonight. Ortiz at third. Adames at short. Terang at second. The first baseman is Hoskins. And the pitch hit pretty well out to center. Perkins, though, backtracking. Now backpedaling and actually comes in a couple of steps in front of the warning track to make the catch. Tagging at second and headed to third is Wynn. He will get there in front of the throw from Perkins. And he's there with one out. And that'll get Nolan Arenado to the plate. Arenado hitting 269, 15 home runs, 63 driven in. For the veteran third baseman for St. Louis. Gave you the position players. Did not tell you that Contreras does the catching of Savali tonight. Gary Sanchez is in the lineup as the designated hitter. Against the lefty Mats for Pat Murphy's lineup today. Pitch is in there for a strike on Arenado. It's 0-1. Nolan went 0-4 yesterday. Brewers will bring the infield in. Right on the edge of the grass against Arenado. With the speedy win at third base. Savali brings home the pitch, and this is lined into center. It's going to carry out to Perkins, who will make the catch. Deep enough to score Wynn, though, even though a pretty strong throw from Perkins almost got Wynn, who is jogging to the plate. And the throw was such a good one from Perkins that Contreras even tried to swipe a tag on him as he ran by, but he was safe. Wynn thought that was a given, that he was going to be able to get home, and he was jogging as he got to the plate and ended up slow playing that into a closer play than it needed to be. 1-0 Cardinals. And here's Brendan Donovan with two outs. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. So it'll be a sack fly for Arenado and an RBI. Savali's 0-1 pitch to Donovan. That missed inside, but not by a lot. 1-1 the count. One pitch. Hit in the air to left field. Long run for Churio. On the run, he won't get there. It'll drop in front of him. On his way to second is Donovan. He will get there standing up. Second double of the inning for St. Louis. And Donovan at second with two outs now for the red-hot Paul Goldschmidt, who had a hit. It was a double yesterday. And is in the midst of a 9-game hitting streak. He's gone 17 for 34 in that stretch. All the previous series this year, when you watch Goldschmidt hit, looked like a guy that was trying to find it again. He did homer in this ballpark in the previous series between these two teams here. First pitch from Savali's a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Savali looks at second in the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball hit foul back into the net. And quickly 0-2. Donovan at second base. He has now extended his hitting streak to 6 games. Savali trying to keep it at just the one run allowed here in the first. The pitch hit pretty well out to right. Racing back is Hicklin onto the warning track at the wall. He reaches up. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Donovan is in. And cruising into second with an RBI double is Goldschmidt. 3 doubles against Savali here in the first inning for St. Louis. It was hit pretty well. Hicklin was trying to get back to it. A better route might have given him a chance to get back there and make the catch. But certainly was struck well by Goldschmidt, who collects his 27th double of the season and his second double of this series. And now here's Lars Nootbaar.
A little bit of bad luck for Savali in that the previous batter, Donovan, too, just hit a little fly ball that Jack Centurio couldn't catch up to because of where he was positioned.
And that pitch from Savali was 92, and it was way up and out of the zone. And somehow Goldschmidt was able to turn it into that. First pitch to Lars Nootbaar's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. I mean, that pitch wasn't even close to being a strike. Savali probably felt pretty safe going up there with that pitch, and Goldschmidt's starting to look more like himself. 0-1. That caught the inside corner. That was a cut fastball, and it's 0-2 on Nootbaar. So 2-0 St. Louis. Goldschmidt at second with two outs. Long hold for Savali. And now the pitch, and he missed low with a curveball. It's 1-2. Brewers in their home whites. More of a cream look than anything else. Cardinals in their road grays. 1-2 pitch. That missed off the plate with a fastball at 93. And the count evens, two balls and two strikes here on Nootbaar, who has a seven-game hitting streak himself. This is a Cardinals offense that has been low-key performing pretty well over the last couple of weeks. 2-2 pitch tapped out in front of the mound. Backhanded by Savali. Throws to first in time to take care of Nootbaar. And the inning is over. But the Cardinals played two runs on three doubles. And they strand a runner here in the top of the first inning. We have played a half. It is St. Louis 2. And the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Baseballs flying out of AmFam Field? That's what we love to see. But what about pests sneaking into your home? Not so much of a grand slam. For 65 years, family-owned Safeway Pest Management has been keeping southeastern Wisconsin pest-free by eliminating unwanted critters with safe, effective solutions. Don't strike out against pests. Go for the home run and call Safeway Pest Management at 262-679-4422. Mention the Brewers and get 10% off your first service. It's a win-win for your peace of mind and your Brewers pride.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Come on. Jackson Churio lead things off for the crew here in the bottom of the first inning. Time for the quick trip around the bases. And our contestant is James Patrick from Green Bay as Churio takes high. It's 1-0. If the Brewers score in the first inning, James will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Quick Trip. 1-0 pitch is right through there for a strike, and it's 1-1. To enter, see stores for details. Jackson having himself quite a rookie campaign. 1-1, swing and a miss. Went after a changeup down low, and it's 1-2. 278 now for his average on the year. 18 home runs, 67 driven in. 1-2 pitch, and he watched another changeup low that time. Two balls and two strikes, and that's the pitch right there that he's taking today that he wasn't taking back in April and May. Here's the 2-2, and a swing and a foul tip into the mitt of the catcher Páez, and Churio strikes out here in the bottom of the first. One away for Blake Perkins. Brewers Baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. First pitch to Perkins is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Steven Matz making just his seventh start
of 2024. He's dealt with a lot of injuries over the course of his career. 0-1 is lifted in the air on the left side of the infield. Drifting out is the shortstop Wynn into shallow left to make the catch. And there's two down. And that'll get Contreras to the plate. Mats, of course, originally a part of that great Mets rotation that made it to the World Series in 2015. As Contreras takes a big breaking ball in there for a strike, it's 0-1. He was one of the young guys in that rotation. It was filled with a lot of young guys. 0-1, swing and a miss at a good changeup down low. It's 0-2. Harvey, Syndergaard, Mats, DeGrom. No balls and two strikes on Contreras. And now time is called. William gets back in there, hitting 280 on the year, 20 home runs and 80 driven in. And that pitch just missed a little bit high with a sinker, and it's 1-2. It's a tough take on 0-2 for William. Matt's out of the windup. The pitch, a little high again. Pretty similar spot. And Matt's didn't get the call either time. And again, a tough take for Contreras. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. The pitch. And rolled foul over near the Cardinals' third base dugout. Stays at 2-2. Cardinals defensively. Nootbaar in left. Ciani in center. Walker's in right. Arenado, Wynn, Donovan, Goldschmidt. Third all the way around to first on the infield. And Páez does the catching. 2-2 missed inside. And the count goes three balls and two strikes on Contreras. Matt's looking in through his glove. And now the 3-2 pitch. Up and in, and Contreras worked a walk. He fell behind 0-2. And he battled himself all the way back. A couple of really borderline takes that were really good takes by William. And it's an ortho ASAP walk. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. So that'll get Gary Sanchez, our cleanup hitter tonight, to the plate. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family. First pitch to Sanchez is skied high in the air. Foul territory. Páez, the catcher, sheds the mask. Dancing underneath of it, makes the catch. And the inning is over. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 2-0 Cardinals after one. We go to the second on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Jeff Levering here. How are baseball and Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin alike? Pella manufactures all their own products. Baseball teams develop their own players in the minors. Pella tests every product thousands of times to ensure it stands the test of time. A baseball player's ultimate test is to get called up to the big leagues, hoping to play well enough to stay. Right now, Pella get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Certain restrictions apply. It ends September 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers Hispanic Heritage Day, presented by Aurora Healthcare, returns on September 22nd. Be there for a celebration of Hispanic culture and get a special Brewers t-shirt when you purchase a community night ticket. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Cardinals as we go to the top of the second inning here at American Family Field. And for St. Louis, Jordan Walker to lead things off. It'll be 7-8-9 for the Cardinals here in the second inning. Aaron Civale trying to bounce back after a tough top of the first inning. Walker, big, tall, right-handed hitter. And a curveball floats in there for a strike on him. It's 0-1. Walker 0-for-4 yesterday. As Civale into the windup. And the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And a big breaking ball down and away. And it's nothing and two. Walker is 6'6", 250. And if you told me he was 6'8", I would believe you.